This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
With licensed psychologist and guest John Delatorre.
BTK, this is someone who has always loved playing games with the media, playing games with law enforcement. And it appears on the surface here that maybe we're at the beginning of chapter three and another game. Specifically talking about one of the potential five cases that they're looking at as being connected to Rader, specifically the laundromat, the bad laundry day that he wrote about in his own journal back in 1976 when this crime took place, but also flat out telling Sheriff Eddie Virden that he had a fantasy before Eddie even told him why he was visiting him or what he wanted to talk about. BTK brought up the fantasy of the laundromat and watching someone when she was there alone. And then in his fantasy, he'd get her to his vehicle and then take her and, you know, do the BTK thing. That seems very creepy, his description of fantasy. And then it turns out he's describing the exact crime that they're looking into him for. Is this the beginning of something new? What is going on here with Dennis Rader from behind bars all these years later?
It's not unusual for these kinds of individuals to have maybe dreams, maybe fantasies. It's hard to know what he actually means when he says that he has a fantasy, because when you say something like that, typically it means that you had a sex fantasy about whatever it is that you then go on to describe. So it's hard to really know what he means, but it's not unusual for these kinds of individuals to replay out whatever it was that they did, and or potentially have a fantasy about something that they had wanted to do and maybe didn't do. So it wouldn't be unusual then for these kinds of things to pop up every once in a while. And, you know, he probably recognizes that he's got a lot of heat on him, that there's a lot more attention being put on him as of late. So it's probably not unusual then that some of these things that he knows he hasn't really been caught for are coming around. So it's probably popping up into his head a lot more.
At this point in his life, do you think he wants to be caught for the ones he has not admitted to yet? I mean, there may be nothing else. He has claimed that the 10 that he admitted to were it. However, obviously, some of the evidence, especially the laundromat situation, looks pretty damning. Is this someone who wants to go because he loves the attention? Why not take one more round out there and he actually have a trial? Go and see exactly how he can defend himself, just get out from behind bars, still change the scenery for a bit. I'm curious if this is something where you would see at some point he'll admit to the crime as he did with many others, or is this going to lead down a road of BTK in a courtroom again?
It's hard to say. A part of me, when I hear about these kinds of things, a part of me always wants to think about, well, why now?
Yeah.
You could have done this at any point, but you're doing it now. So the person has to be motivated to engage in this. And could it be that he wants to play one more game? I mean, sure. If he knows that a lot of attention is being brought back onto him for various reasons, there's attention being brought back onto him. Maybe he likes it. But again, he's infamous. So there was never really a time that the attention wasn't on. If he wanted it, he could have gotten it at any time. So there must be some other factor. There's some other issue rather than internal. There's got to be some other external reason as to why he's wanting to do this now. Could it be, you know, he wants, like you said, an opportunity to get out and, yeah, have, you know, be in trial and have all the cameras on him again? Sure. But there's something, I think there's something else. I don't know quite know what it is, but I think that there's something else that's going on with him that might be the actual reason as to why he's being more talkative, well, shall we say.
Yeah, I mean, it's in some ways almost a replay of what happened about 15 to 17 years ago in Wichita, where he reemerged into the media with his riddles and such, and then eventually getting caught before ever reoffending again, as far as we know. It almost feels like he's had that itch that he wants to scratch, especially over the last 7 months. I'd say, like, since the Koberger case got underway in Idaho, he started talking a lot. He started making comments on not only that case, he's commented on Huerman, he's commented on some other very high profile murder cases over the last year where he hadn't been in the past. I'm wondering, was that desire, that joy of being in the spotlight, something that just really spoke to him? And he's getting old, and Maybe he's got a few more nobody knows about, so why not start playing with the public and see if they can solve one more riddle?
I mean, maybe. You know, his daughter's also out there. I think there are a lot of things that are going on around him that I think were compelling him to engage in this kind of stuff, because I think he could have done it at any point, at any time. And once he started getting a lot of heat from all of these other factors, I think that's a little bit more in line. But I think there's one other thing, and I'm not quite sure what it is, but I think he's getting older, and I'm not quite sure he's as healthy as maybe he once was or as strong as he once was. And I think there's something that might be going on with him. So he wants to play one more game before maybe the lights go out for him.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.